You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
G'day, AppleViz. And today on this podcast, I will be demonstrating a really, really cool app called iLera. You may remember I had done a demo earlier of an app called iTabla Pro, which allows you to practice your Indian classical singing with the accompaniment of tabla. Well, this app does in reverse. So this app allows you to play your tabla with the accompaniment of a lera or a nagma. So a lera is a continuous cycle of music that plays to keep the beat. So without further ado, we will dive straight into the app. And also, by the way, the iLera app itself is made from the same developer who made the iTabla Pro app. And he is very, very focused on accessibility. Like, if I email him with any accessibility issues, he's very, very committed to fixing those issues. So without further ado, we will dive straight into the app.
iLera, 3D frame, button.
Here's the app. Now I'm at the top of the app.
Down triangle, button.
Down triangle.
Up triangle, button.
Up triangle. So these two buttons will allow you to decrease or increase the pitch.
C hash symbol.
C hash symbol.
Flat, button.
Flat.
50%, adjustable.
50%. So this
swipe up or down with.
So this is a slider which will allow you to make the note sharp or flat. Well, alternatively, you can double tap on the sharp or flat button to make the notes flat or sharp. But the slider is also another way to make the note sharper or flatter.
Sharp button.
Sharp.
Left triangle button, possibly.
Left triangle. So now we're coming to three sections here. So the first section is the instrument section. Sorry, the first section is the taal section or beat cycle section. So in Indian classical music, we have different beat cycles. So we've got a, you know, 7-beat rhythmic cycle, 8-beat beat rhythmic cycle. So the most common one that's used in Indian classical music is 16 beats, which is teen taal. So this is a left triangle button, which will allow you to go to the previous taal.
Kaherva,
I'm on the 8-beat rhythmic cycle here. If I double tap on this button, I can go through the list of different tiles and select them accordingly to for what I want to play. So if I double tap on here,
Kaherva 8, Rupak 7, that choose tile.
Now there's a list of tiles here.
Dadra 6,
Dadra,
Rupak 7, General 7.5. 7, selected, Kaherva, 8, General 8.5, 8, Bazantal, 9, Madatal, 9, General 9.5, 9.5, Japtal, 10, Sutal, 10, General 10.5, 10.5, Chartal Kisari, 11, Retratal, 11, Chartal, 12, Ektal, 12, Jaital, 13, Adachartal, 14, Deep Chandi, 14, Damar, 14, Pharaoh Dust / Fertist, 14, Jumra, 14, Pencham Sairi, 15. Taintal, 16.
So
General 18. Gunashtal, 21. Tabbar,
Gunashtal. So these are all the different types of tiles you can play. You can select to play the tabla with the appropriate nagma. So I will go back to Kaherva.
Rules 1, Dadra, selected, Kaherva, 8. Selected, Kaherva, 8, selected, left triangle, right triangle, Rob J.J. Van, right Kaherva,
now,
left triangle, right Kaherva, left triangle.
Double tapping the left and right triangle button will allow you to go to the previous or next tile.
Kaherva, right, left triangle.
Now, this next section back allows you to select the raga. In Indian classical music, so the raga is basically a way of singing or a style of singing. So in Indian classical music, we have about 1,000 different ragas which we can sing to.
Rob J.J. Vanti, left triangle.
This is the left triangle button for the raga section.
Rob J.J. Vanti, button.
Rob J.J. Vanti, which is one of the types of rags. If I double tap on this button, this will allow me to select a different rag for the nagma.
Right triangle, button, possibly.
Right triangle, as I said earlier, you can double tap on the left or right triangle to go to the previous or next raga.
Left triangle, button, possibly.
Now, the third section is the instrument section.
Instrument.
Now, this has four instruments. namely the violin, flute, harmonium, and santor. Santor is an Indian classical instrument. It's a string instrument. The harmonium is an instrument like a, if you've heard of an accordion, and if you know how that plays, it's sort of like that. It's actually originated from Germany, but in Indian classical music, we use it a lot these days.
Right triangle, button, possibly, instrument.
Instrument, so you can double tap on the left or right triangle to go to the previous next instrument, or double tap on the instrument buttons to select the instrument.
Right triangle, button, tempura.
Tempura.
3D frame large, button, a blue arrow on a white circle.
I'm not sure what that does.
175. Info, button, possibly, info.
So double tapping the info button gives you the info of the tile and the bowls. Or bowls is like the way of playing, or what are the words of the tiles, pretty much, if you see what I mean.
Lara. Play button, possibly, play.
There's two play buttons, so this will allow you to start the tanpura. So the tanpura is a four-stringed instrument which allows you to, which sets the pitch and which allows you to, you know, sing. It gives you a bass to sing or play, you know, for the instrument or singing as well.
BPM,
so I think 175 BPM.
Play, button.
Play. If I double tap and play here, this will allow me to play the nagma, the lara or the nagma.
Tap tempo. Drut, fast.
Drut is fast. So in Indian classical music, we have three, or in any music, we have three stages of, you know, playing. We have slow, medium, and fast. So these are the names in Indian classical music. So vilambit is slow, madhya is medium speed, and drut is fast speed.
Minus sign, button.
Minus sign.
70%, adjustable.
70%, this is a slider. You can increase or decrease, flick up or down with one finger to decrease or increase the speed.
Plus sign, button, possibly.
Plus sign,
and
you can, you know, double tap on the minus and the plus buttons to increase or decrease the speed as well.
X slash two,
so this button will halve the tempo.
Minus five, tempo. Plus five,
so double tapping on the minus or plus five icon will, you know, allow you to halve the tempo by five, or, you know, increase it by five.
Two times, button.
Two times, double tapping on this button will double the tempo.
Tab bar, selected.
Now, we come to the, this is the, these, now we come to the tabs. There's five tabs. The first one is the main tab.
Presets, tab, 2 of 5.
Presets.
Tuner, tab, 3 of 5.
Tuner.
Settings, tab, 4 of 5.
Settings.
Info, tab, 5 of 5.
Info, 5 of 5. So we will explore the tabs here.
Set tune, presets, tab, 2 of 5.
We'll go to the presets tab.
UI button bar new, button.
UI
possibly,
button bar add new, so you can create a new preset.
Share, button.
Share.
Three presets. Tintel, bar V, 125 BPM. See number 3, Tintel, bar V, harmonium, 125 BPM. Tintel, Chandrakans, 125 BPM. G number 3, Tintel, Chandrakans, harmonium, 125 BPM. Tintel, Hemet, 150 BPM. C number 3, Tintel, Hemet, Centaur, 150 BPM. Tab bar.
So these are all the presets. So there's three presets. You can create your new preset as well.
Select tuner, settings, tuner, tab.
This is a tuner. So what the tuner does is it allows you to manually tune the instrument or your voice.
Info,
now
settings.
We'll go to the settings button here.
Settings.
Now I'm at the top of the settings.
Enable concert mode.
Enable concert mode.
Switch button on.
Switch button
double
on.
Double tap to toggle setting. Enable hands-free concert mode to keep screen on and show and beats when playing music. Tile ordering.
Tile ordering.
Selected. Hash symbol of mantras.
Hash symbol
one of 2.
Mantras. So mantra is like the beat. So, like, night one or second or third beat. So, like, you know, in Indian classical music, like, if we're singing, this composition will start from the ninth mantra. So that means it will start from the ninth beat.
Top selected. Hash symbol of mantras. Alphabetical. 2 of 2.
Alphabetical.
Sets the display order of tiles either by number of beats or alphabetically.
sets to display order.
Sync play tempura. Switch button off.
Sync play tempura. Double tap to toggle set. If we turn this on, that will sync. When I start the Lera or the Nagma, that will sync the tempura as well.
Setting this to on auto starts and stops the tempura in unison with the Lera. Lera volume.
Lera volume.
100% dimmed text field. Minus sign button. 100% adjustable.
See, this is a slider again. You can decrease or increase the volume or double tap on the minus or the plus button to decrease or increase as well.
Plus sign button. Possibly sign. Add tempura volume.
Tempura volume.
40% dimmed text field.
40%.
Minus sign button.
Minus sign.
40% adjustable.
Again, minus, plus, and in the middle there's the slider, which you can adjust the volume.
Plus sign.
Of the tempura.
Click track.
Click track.
Switch button on.
Switch button on.
Double tap to toggle.
That on.
Volume. 75% adjustable. The
volume is at 75%.
Swipe up or down with one finger. Clicks per macho and volambit. Slow. Tempo. Selected. One button. One of four. Two.
So this is selected. These are the numbers you can select. You know, you can play 1, 2, 3, 4 tracks, or one or two or three, four times the clicks.
2 button, 2 of 4. 3 button, 3 of 4. 4 button, 4 of 4. Plays a metronome track with different sounds for Tali, Kali, etc. Stop at Sam.
So Sam is the first beat of the Tal.
Switch button on. Changes behavior of Lara's stop button to stop on Sam. First beat of next cycle. Allow external audio. Switch button off. Turn on to enable mixing with audio app / iPod. Off to enable remote control via multitasking area or wired headset. Background play. Switch button on. Enables background play even when not in the app. Reset settings to defaults. Button. Tab bar. Main. Tab. 1 of 5. Presets. Tab. 2 of 5. Tuner. Tab. 3 of 5. Selected. Settings. Tab. 4 of 5. Info. Tab. 5 of 5.
Now we'll go to the info button here.
Eiler help. Eiler V9. 2. 2.
It's showing the version of the app.
Eiler help. Button.
Eiler help.
Help and usage recommendations.
Help and usage record. So this is showing what the section is about.
The instruments. Button.
The instruments.
About the instruments used.
About the instruments used.
The tiles. Button.
The tiles.
Index of included tiles. Write a review. Button.
Write a review.
Review or rate the Eiler app. Other apps. Button.
Other apps.
Are other apps for Indian music. Eiler website. Button.
Eiler website.
Link to the Eiler website.
Link to the Eiler website.
Email developer. Button.
Email developer.
Request support or send kudos smiley.
Request support or send kudos.
Tab bar. Main. Tab.
So this is the app itself. Now I will put this app in action. I've got my tabla here.
100% BPM play.
Double tap on the play for the Lara and I'll demonstrate to you how I can use this while playing my tabla.
Play. Possibly. Play. Stop. Button.
I hope you enjoyed this demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.